Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the little Steely Dan bringing us back. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. When you get a chance, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And all the other things that are there, including the NFIB report on small business optimism that's conducted and executed by our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, chief economist for the NFIB. And Bill reports brings his report to us and allows us to be the beneficiaries of his outstanding work every month. Bill, thanks again for that. Let's talk about sales. We'll come back to a couple of the others, but I want to talk about sales first. What's the story on sales? I mean, I was interviewed a couple of years ago on Fox News, and they asked me what's the big concern of small business, and some people were talking about healthcare and different things, and I said sales. That's it. Small business owners need more sales. And Bill, 2 years later, nothing's changed, has it?
It hasn't, unfortunately, and that's still the case. Sales are the issue. We ask a number of questions regarding that. One, of course, is the general question we ask, which is what's the most important problem, number one problem facing a business today? And in August, 1 in 4 said weak sales. It's lower than it was a year or two ago. We were as high as 33%, but in the 37 years of our surveying, we've never seen numbers that high, either 25 or 33, even in the 1980-82 recession period. So, that's really, really been a problem. And then we asked them about the trend. We said, well, sales last 3 months compared to the prior 3 months. How's that looking? And the answer in August was 9 percentage points more said sales were headed down rather than up. So we still have more firms with negative sales trends than we do with positive trends. Now, 9 is better than, say, I'm looking at my numbers here, a minus 34% back in 09. So 34 percentage points more of our owners said, my sales are headed down rather than up. That's huge. But, we should be in strong positive territory now, and we're not. And, of course, that's why we're not hiring anybody, because we don't have any customers to take care of.
This week is the third anniversary, basically, of the official meltdown, when things officially melted down after Lehman Brothers. And 3 years is a long time for America to be in the doldrums after an economic down cycle. And we're over 2 months. We're two years and two months. Since the recession was technically over, and we're still languishing, are you concerned that we're going to go into another recession?
No, I don't see us falling into another recession for a number of reasons. One, of course, the thing that we have going for us that a lot of industrialized countries don't have is we do have population growth every year. So we get, 1% increase on our 300 million. So that's a chunk of people, so we get millions of more people every year in various ways, and that they all spend a little bit of money, and they all try to find jobs, and they get stuff done, and so you can kind of say you have a trend built-in growth piece of 1%, which is really nice, because Japan, Western Europe, and Russia, of course, have shrinking populations, so they don't have that. So we always have to have more houses and more hamburger joints and more of this and more of that for these people. And that's where we get our job growth from.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have been in recession a long time. I mean, officially, the recession started January of 08, since we peaked in December of 07. So we've been slogging downhill for a long time. And then it ended, as you pointed out, in June of 09 officially. But that's a really long time, and we've just been slugging along. And what that means is there's still a lot of stuff wearing out that has to be replaced. The roofs leak, this and that. So
But there's also a lot of deferred maintenance out there because people don't want to spend the money on that if they and they're not you know it's, and especially and which leads right into the capital spending data point that you have.
Right. So we do get spending. I mean, 52% of our guys and gals said they actually made a capital expenditure over the last 6 months. That's up 2 points. It's been stuck at 50. The low in the recession would be around 45. So the point is all those numbers are low, but still half of the firms are spending out there. And then we
Bill, these days when somebody does capital spending, that actually could hurt hiring because we have the ability to automate at a much more incrementalized basis than we did, say, 20 years ago.
Well, certainly some firms do, you know. I'm not sure that we've ever been able to automate the barbershop yet. They don't have that
machine.
I mean, so a huge amount of what small businesses do is, you know, very labor-intensive services sector, including, you know, all the healthcare services and all those kinds of things are very labor-intensive, and we do make the quality of it better. That is, you know, when you visit a doctor, you get a lot more care per hour than you used to, but it still takes the hour. So that's true. But we have a lot of kind of baseline spending that'll go on for maintenance. You do have to maintain. You do have to replace. You have to do that. But that's that 2% growth that we can get. 2% today growth would leave the unemployment rate rising, not falling. We need more than 2% to get the unemployment rate even down and stabilized. So it's just not enough. But we won't have a recession where we tip into negative territory again unless something really happens to scare the bejesus out of consumers. That would, of course, tip us down.
Right. Bill,
just as it did in the fourth quarter of 08, as you pointed out, in the fourth quarter of 08, Lehman Brothers, we get scared, we stop spending.
Smallbus.org, right, Bill?
Right, that's
your website, smallbus.org. That's where you can find his Bill's survey. Also, NFIB.com, you can find it there, and my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Stay with us, 10 till. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.